For some while now, our sixth form students have produced a newsletter. In the past, that was always in printed version. But last year, for the first time, we decided to go completely digital for a number of reasons. And the tool of choice that we used, because it linked in with our Google Apps for Education account, was LucidPress. So all the production committee, the editor and the copywriters, could use their school Google Apps accounts to log into LucidPress and all work collaboratively on the same document, which is great, or was. And I or we or they, we didn't clearly fully understand the terms and conditions. And by the end of the year, we'd lost editing rights to the two magazines that they produced, which is fine because they were done and dusted, but it meant we couldn't continue producing other editions. So we started casting around for an alternative. And there are a lot of online magazine and book producing applications, but by and large they're aimed at businesses and enterprise and are quite expensive. I did, however, come across JOOMAG, JOOMAG, and similarly that has high values and is aimed at the corporate market, but the free version isn't bad and offers you quite a lot of features that are particularly useful. So, I'm not going to go into a great deal about how to use JOOMAG because there's something else I want to talk about, but essentially, you can create yourself an account, upload a PDF version of a magazine that you've already produced, and it will become available in that sort of online flipbook format, which is what we were looking for. And we can distribute it by sending links out to the community, and we can embed it into our school website. So they're the initial features that are particularly useful. We don't get all the features as you would expect in the free version. If you want everything, you've got to pay a little bit more, a premium, that's fair enough. Many of those features though are the enterprise features that companies and businesses need, things like analytics and different ways of distributing and all that sort of stuff, but which don't matter to us. JOOMAG also offers an education account where the ads which are used to support the free version are not there. So that's quite a nice little sweetener, if you will. And you can also get educational pricing, which I assume is at a different rate to that for businesses. Having got an account, you can then and uploaded a PDF, you might want to go a little bit further. So you might want to do some of the own creation, and JOOMAG has lots of tools available to enable you to do that. So you've got all the standard page creation features that you would expect in a publishing platform. In addition, of course, because it's intended to be used mainly online, you've got, in addition to the standard editing tools of shapes and texts and the photos, you can insert videos and sound files. You can also create, if you've got the capability to do so, flash animations which can be embedded. If you have any HTML capability, or any HTML widgets for that matter, you can also put them onto pages. So it's making the whole experience far more interactive. Clearly you can put in links. There are templates available to help you get started with some of the design features. So all of that's particularly useful for people starting out, and I'm sure would help us produce a really good magazine. And will do. I'm going to have a go at it. When you need to distribute it, as I mentioned before, you can do so through a link or through an embed code. And your audience of readers have got the capability to be able to share it onwards using the standard kind of social media buttons. They can download it as a PDF, which defeats the objective. There's a lot of interactivity in it, but that might be a useful feature. It's readable on different platforms. You don't need an app because it's designed in HTML. And interestingly, you can also print off either the double page spread that you're looking at, or either the left or right pages, Now, that might seem like not a great deal of use, but it was whilst I was sort of having a look at some of the features and then wanting to be able to talk to the students about it and see whether or not it offered what they wanted to be able to do, at random from the massive collection of magazines that Jumag publishes, I took one at random. And the one that I picked was called TVP. Didn't even know what it stand for when I saw it, but it looked to be slightly science and technology orientated, which sort of drew me in. So I had a quick look through it, and I was just looking at the different ways that the pages worked and the different features that were on the pages, and naturally I started to look at some of the content itself. The articles in the magazine were the evolution of the purpose and the purpose of evolution, which I found quite intriguing. Also, part human, part machine, and how we're augmenting or enhancing our human bodies. And then there was an article on Facebook's business model. And so they were actually quite interesting. I started to read them some more. And what I found was that the majority of the textual content isn't too complex. So it's not definitely not New Scientist or Scientific American magazines, which are quite a tough read even for the average A-level student. This is much more accessible, and I would argue even reasonably capable GCSE students would be able to quickly grasp the content and understand the issues. Now, what TVP stands for is the Venus Project, which is, if you go to their website, I'll put a link in the show notes, a sort of aspirational program or project or organization looking at the future and how we can design things and build things and engineer things which are more sustainable and which address the major issues that the Earth is facing, which I thought was quite an interesting concept. And so the articles in the magazine are quite provoking in many ways, and I thought, what a wonderful way to try to engage students, to present them with some of these provocative articles and to interrogate the contents in a much more detailed way. Now, that could be, depending on your subject special, I mean, it could be geography, or certainly in science, computing maybe, or maybe in some of the ethical issues that crop up in A-level religious studies and so forth, or PSHE maybe. So I think it's got lots of cross-curricular potential, and certainly with students who are doing things like the extended project qualification, where you might want to be helping them to build those critiquing skills that are so important. And I think that's where the Jumag distribution platform comes in really useful, because they would be able to take this magazine and have that on whatever device they happen to be using, their personal devices if that's the case, and the capability to be able to just print off an individual page with a particular article might be really useful in a teaching context. You don't need to run off the whole thing. You can just pick out the page that's got the specifics on that you want them to be able to discuss or interrogate or write about. So I found that particularly interesting. And then with this particular magazine, TVP, you've also got access to a back catalogue of about 19 or 20 magazines where you can check out some of the earlier issues, and they might be provoked to do that. We're always trying to encourage them to read around the subject. Well, here's a way they might be able to do that, but in an accessible way. The videos that are embedded help to speak to the text that's there and illustrate some of the scientific principles, all in this wonderful magazine format. So that's particularly offers a lot of potential, I'd say. And it's well worth exploring in some more detail Jumag's newsstand, because there's an awful lot of magazines in there that may be potentially useful. Some of them are the traditional sort of men's health and women's looks types of things that you might want to avoid, but actually might want to interrogate. And here's a way of getting at them fairly easily. Some of them are paid, but many are free, and some are obviously ad-supported. So that's worth thinking about. Jumag.